travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Embrace a giant spirit. Inspire your next holiday at discovernorthernireland.com.
Now I'm joined by Irish Independent travel editor Paul O'Connell. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You want to talk about sunny Spain?
I do. Although hopefully not quite as sunny as parts of it are at the moment. If you're going in the summer, we're seeing extraordinary heat waves in part of Spain. Normally, in places like Seville, Madrid, Andalusia, at this part of the year, you'd be looking at 25-ish, but some of them are clocking 40 degrees at the moment. So I think for my fair Irish complexion, I'm wilting in that kind of weather.
Do we know what's causing it? I mean, sometimes I remember being in Spain one time when there was a wind blowing in from Africa.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's one of the reasons is winds coming from Northern Africa. But obviously there's the broader point is climate change as well. And my understanding of it is that we are to expect more of these extreme weather events. But I've been in Seville in the heat. I don't know if you have.
I remember driving to through Seville. I was heading to meet someone to do a transfer of kids to Marbella and stopped off in Seville for a cup of coffee, opened the air-conditioned hire car door, and it was like stepping into a furnace.
Yeah.
The air condition had totally protected us, and I didn't realise when we hit Seville midsummer.
It's in the south and it's inland, and that's the first place I ever saw cafes with on their awnings. They had little sprays of a misty, cool water coming out. I just plonked myself at one of those and ordered a coffee and had this little gentle mist descend on me, you know, as to stop me just expiring. But look, it's a beautiful city. It's amazing for tapas. There's great old architecture you would have seen in Game of Thrones and all that. And it's just one example of the diversity and the beauty that it looks.
But just
we love about Spain.
The scale of things. How often do we go to Spain every year?
I check back on this. So can briefly pretend that there isn't a pandemic. Let's look at 2019. In that year, Irish people took almost 2 million trips to Spain, 1.9 million. Just to compare, our next most popular sun holiday destination was France, about 600,000 trips. The States and Italy, about 590. Portugal, 500,000. So it really is, if you discount the UK, which we go to for other reasons as well, holidays, it's by a country mile it's our most popular destination.
Was it the first though? I mean, I'm thinking of Joe Walsh Travel and all of those, and they were going to Spain.
And it was very early, you will remember, or certainly the brochures of, when the earliest ones I would remember, the 80s, the 70s, even before that there would have been package holidays to the Costa del Sol. I spoke to you recently about Gran Canaria and Maspalomas there, and they began their package holiday industry in the late 60s.
Yeah.
So you're at the stage where there's generations, there's kids, parents, grandparents who have been on their holidays to Spain. The travel agents know it inside out. And since we've had Ryanair and Aer Lingus doing the direct scheduled flights, you know, it's not the charters anymore. Access has just boomed. It's so easy to get to.
Now, you know, the joke used to be that we love going to Spain because we don't have to speak Spanish and all the pictures of the lunches and dinners are outside with the chips and the eggs and all that.
Well, this depends on where you go. Like, you can get that resort experience and loads of people will be going to, you know, like I mentioned, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote, the resorts of the Balearics, Magaluf, Santa Ponsa, Benalmadena, all of those, you can get that as well as the beach. But Spain, I think this is what we love about it, is you can flip that entirely. Like, you could go to northern Spain in July or August. You could do a bit of the Camino. You could be sitting in a Pinchos bar and you'd be the only Irish person in it. And remember, it's not just the mainland, as we're hinting at here. There's the Canary Islands, there's Ibiza, there's Mallorca. So there's a huge disparity. And I think, you know, many people would really just go here. They might do a sun holier in the Canaries and then follow it up by a city break somewhere like Bilbao, and you tick all the boxes.
I wonder how many people actually go to the hidden Spain, because even if you go to a place like Barcelona, it's very much a tourist city.
Yeah,
and you know, there are probably more tourists on the streets in midday like fools than there would be Spaniards or Basques, because they stay out of the sun.
And I've done that. And the other mistake I regularly make is showing up for dinner at 6 or 7 and wondering why everywhere is empty, because, you know, Spanish people start their dinner at about 9. There's this whole food lag thing that you have to get used to. But yeah, you're absolutely right there. And I was in La Palma recently, a very off-radar Canary Island, and I looked up the figures, and the amount of Irish people that visited in 2019 was 430. So you'd literally fit more into a gig at Whelan's than went to La Palma in 2019. Also, cities like I'm mentioning, you know, Barcelona and Madrid are popular, but places like Valencia is just gorgeous with it. The paella I've eaten there, it's on the beach. It has the City of Arts and Sciences with the Santiago Calatrava designed aquarium. And then San Sebastian. I don't know, have you ever been to San Sebastian or to the Basque Country?
I think, I'm trying to think as it was in San Sebastian.
Yeah.
Where is its nearest airport?
It would be Bilbao. So Bilbao. That's, we're talking about the northern coast of France, where it, or Spain, where it turns into France.
I don't think I was there. No.
Oh, it's lovely. It's a small city. It's on the coast. They have this beach called La Concha, which is the shell because it's shaped like a scallop. You have these elevated hills around it that you just look down. There's a promenade that you can walk. It just feels like, you know, the perfect place to go for an evening walk after your dinner when there's, you know, there's people doing face painting and there's others just enjoying their evening stroll and there's the beach below you and there's all this kind of Belle Epoque style architecture. And then you can dip into the old town where you can get your little can of beer for €1.50 and a pinch off the bar and just... It's just living Spanish life. It's just
so
gorgeous.
If you do decide to live the Spanish way with the tapas and all the rest of it, it's not expensive.
No, this is one of the points that the tour operators are making at the moment, because there's no doubt that the cost of going away in July and August this year is high. I've been trying to find a holiday for my own family and gagging at the cost. That will cost you thousands for a family of four or five. But what people do enjoy, many people have saved up, many people are prepared to spend, and they enjoy the sense of when they're on the ground paying the continental prices and living the lifestyle at a kind of a lower cost level. So it's kind of a contradiction in that you pay thousands to get there and then you sit and you enjoy that €2 coffee or a bottle of wine for €6 or whatever it may be. But it's just a lovely feeling. And it's an incidental cost that can add up quite a lot if you're on holiday on the ground in Ireland or Norway or Iceland. Or
one of the issues, of course, if you go to a city and if you go to Madrid is a huge city, absolutely huge. Or Barcelona, whatever, and you end up in midsummer traipsing around the place, it can be absolutely exhausting.
It can. Yeah, I've made that mistake. I've, you know, you're very sweaty. You don't pace it right. It's too hot and you're there with all the crowds. So you do have to do your homework. And Barcelona was one of those cities that was kind of a poster child for over-tourism before the pandemic. They had stopped new hotel accommodation and so on. It's similar in Mallorca, actually. So if you are a listener who has flexible dates and you're not tied to June, July, August, places like Madrid and Barcelona are going to be much sweeter in September, October time.
Finally, Paul, car hire.
Yeah.
It's expensive. And there are reasons. A lot of the companies sold off their fleets because there was no business during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So they didn't want a depreciating asset. And then lo and behold, there's a chip shortage. So they can't replace the cars.
Yeah. And so here we are and the consumers are at the kind of like a punching bag on cost at the moment. We're told it's supply and demand. So now everybody's looking for a car in peak season, and the Ireland seems particularly high. I had a camper van rental guy emailed me recently to say he'd done a comparison and the price of a Ford Ka for 3 days was more expensive than he was renting out his camper vans for 3 day holiday. And I've had countless readers tweet me with examples of, you know, 3 days in Mayo, 3 days from Dublin Airport, exorbitant. I have personally decided when we go away this summer, we're not going to rent a car. So it's just because the price we're being quoted was just, and this, remember, the quote you look at is without the upsell and without the excess and without the comprehensive insurance that you get on the day.
Well, sometimes you have a car parked outside where you're staying and you don't use it very much, you'd be better off getting Ubers or whatever is the local
transport.
Yeah, true.
It depends on your destination and what you need it for, whether you're going exploring. If you're on a package, you mightn't need it. One tip might be to look, the airlines, Aer Lingus and Ryanair, do sell car hire. You know that endless process when you're buying the flights when they go, do you want, like, I don't know, it's like insurance for your golf sticks and everything comes up, but there is a car hire section where you can sometimes get a deal. Might be worth a look if you have to get a car. Definitely shop around.
Very good. Paul O'Connella, travel editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.